today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode. Under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. Today, Tuesday, is the 14th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 7th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter As-Saff, verse 8 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, although the disbelievers dislike it.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The enemy is preoccupied at all times with extinguishing the divine light of guidance. Allah's religion is light, namely, it leads to knowledge, growth, treading the path toward Allah, and happiness. The stratagems and devices of the enemies aiming at confrontation with the truth is fruitless and of no avail. Thus, in order to reflect that the enemies of the truth may not efface divine religion, the blessed verse presents a similitude, saying that they intend to put out the divine light with their mouth, but Allah Almighty perfects His light despite disbelievers dislike it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ma ana alaykum bihafidh.
Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya.
Knowing the Imam of the Time. The Prophet and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have very clearly explained the importance of knowing the Imam of the Time. From these sayings, we can understand that survival of our faith is based on our knowledge of the Imam of the time. If one lacks the knowledge of the Imam, all his deeds will be valueless. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "One who dies and he does not believe in the Imam of time, his death will be the death of an unbeliever." Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, "One who dies and he does not believe in an imam, his death will be the death of an unbeliever. The people will not be excused unless they know their imam."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam, the teachings and message of the present Imam for his followers, for the Islamic Ummah, the signs which are to appear before the appearance of Imam alayhi salam. And again, the next issue that we have to be aware of is studying the hadith describing the appearance of Imam alayhi salam, and is the Imam alayhi salam aware of or in connect with his people, or if his presence is felt in the Shias or in the Muslim communities, then what is the nature of his presence? The proofs of the imamate of our 12th imam that we have referred to earlier. Is it possible for an imam to guide his community while he is in occultation? This is, again, one important question that we need to understand, and we need to have answers for. These are some of the important matters which must be studied and be pondered on by a Muslim or a duty bound. But the second factor that we have to focus on is about the knowledge of the Imam from Hadithi point of view. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have very clearly explained the importance of knowing the Imam of the time. From these sayings, we can understand that survival of our faith is based on our knowledge of the Imam of the time. If one lacks the knowledge of the Imam of his time, all his deeds will be valueless. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One who dies and he does not believe in the presence of his an imam, his death will be the death of unbeliever or jahiliyyah or ignorance."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we look at industrial and technological preparation under the title of Different Aspects of Preparation for Coming of the Imam. Contrary to supposition that states that to realize a world filled with justice would involve the elimination of modern technology, we hold that not only do advanced industries not preclude the world from having some global government of justice, but that also such a government may be impossible without them. In order to establish a global system in the world, we need super modern equipment by which we can travel from one side of the world to another, be informed about everything, and transmit the requisite information anywhere in the least possible time. There is a detailed tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam which suggests the use of technology at the time of Imam al-Mahdi's global government. Truly a believer white in the East at the time of al-Qa'im will see his brother who is in the West, and so is the case with him who is in the West. Principally, such a world which is qualified to arrive at such a stage must have extensive and advanced equipment and education to able to put the main parts of such a reformist program into practice.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
So it's necessary to find our role as we wait for the Imam. One of these roles is praying for the Imam. A hadith from the Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, himself states, increasing supplication for the hastening, for surely in that lies your success. It is imperative to plead to Allah on behalf of our Imam. Because when we pray for someone else, it demonstrates our love for them. This is an important quality to have when it comes to our relationship with the people and his family. Other role is increasing our knowledge about him. This will help us to have a better understanding of the religion we adopt and the world we live in and deal with. Without free thinking and questioning, we might choose darkness instead of true guidance. Be faithful is not enough. It needs to be bound with knowledge. The Quran states Allah will raise the position of the believers and of those who have received knowledge.
We should have that same trait within ourselves, again, as people who are trying to pave the way of the return of our 12th Imam. And so as believers, all of us, we all need to know and follow the grand scholars of our faith. You know, the Maraja Taqlid that we follow in terms of jurisprudence, but so many other issues of Islam. You know, we have issues of theology, of akhlaq, of how to understand Quran. And many times we might sit and think for hours, but we don't come with an answer. But if we know the scholars of our faith, then we're able to easily find, you know, what they have given to us in terms of guidance. You know, talking to people every now and then, especially the younger generation, the younger children, you know, they very well know all of the players on the NHL, for example, on the Edmonton Oilers. You ask them who's the center, who's defense, who's the goalie, they'll know all the names. Many children will memorize this, all the stats. You know, this person scored so many goals last season, how many assists they had, how many points they got, how many awards they've won. Many times people will know, you know, a particular movie, what actors were in it, what was the plot about. We memorize and we know a lot of these things. But if we were to ask those same people, give me the names of three scholars, let's say, who wrote books of hadith of the Shia, maybe they might not know, maybe they would. But maybe they wouldn't know. Or give me the names of 10 Maraja Taqlid that are alive today, or even 5, right? Would we know who they are? Maybe we might, but I would like to be on the other side and say that probably many people would not be able to name other than the scholar that they probably follow in terms of Taqlid. And so we need to know who our scholars are. I don't mean an entire biography, but know their names, some information about why they're important. Because, you know, whether we realize it or not, but it's these great scholars who have endured 1,200 years of carrying this religion one after the other, right? And these are scholars, for example, who lived at a time when they didn't have internet. And today we can go and, you know, print a book. You can go on the online and download a PDF of a book, print it at home, and you have a book of hadith. But these are scholars who would travel thousands of kilometers to find one hadith to write down. right? And this is how our books of hadith were compiled. They weren't handed to them. They had to travel around the you know, that part of the world, in many different cities, risking life and limb to find hadith, to discuss with scholars. Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reached to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
أرضك طوعا وتمتعه